Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey guys, how's it going? Zach here with another episode of Ad Agency Live. And today I'm going to share with you the biggest mistake I see in business with all the companies that I meet with on a regular basis. So just to give you an idea, myself personally, last week I met with over 40 companies ranging from $2 million in sales all the way up to $50 million in sales. We are meeting with tons of different people in the marketplace, and I'm seeing one common denominator in all of them, and which I'm dubbing the biggest mistake in business, okay? So essentially what happens in business, the larger the company is, and I know you probably can't read my writing, but it says industry leader. And if you listen to the podcast, you can't see it anyways, but don't worry, your boy will hook you up. So the industry leader, okay, is normally somebody who's just dominating the market. And what they've done is they've learned a path to success. They've done one thing and they've done it over and over and over and over and over and over again to allow them to scale to get to where they need to be. Okay? And then this is a small startup, okay? And what the benefit that a small startup has over the industry giant is one thing. That's innovation. You're able to innovate. You're able to make a better product, a better service, listen to the market needs, all these different things. Because you're small and you're nimble, you're able to move. The industry leader does not have that, or doesn't even necessarily, nine times out of 10, they don't even have a portion of the company that is looking for innovation. They are living right here, right now. They're dominating the market, but there is so much room for innovation that these guys, this could switch literally overnight. If, you know, like, instead of these guys being ignored and being just a small little guy that nobody wants to deal with, these guys could find a way to innovate and out-innovate these guys. They could become the market leader. Now, what ends up happening then is the cycle repeats itself. And then they become the market leader, and then new business comes in and innovates. So a perfect example of this was Netflix. Netflix originally would send CDs to your house. I don't know if you remember this, but they would, you could order unlimited amount of movies, they would send them to your mailbox, and then you'd have to send them back, and that's kind of how they did it. It was like a DVD subscription service before they got all digital and totally awesome. So this was a very innovative thing that they were doing. It just didn't exist. Industry leader at the time was Blockbuster, okay? Blockbuster's like, that's never going to catch on, and we want nothing to do with it. So we got all of our stores. People are coming into our stores every week. Can't you see our stores are full? We do not need to change with the marketplace. The marketplace needs to change with us, and everything's going to stay the same forever. So Netflix, the innovative company, went to the industry leader, which was Blockbuster at the time, and said, look, guys, we're getting some real traction here. We would love to partner with you so we can accelerate our growth and, you know, we can really grow together. Blockbuster said, nope, not a chance, not interested. So Netflix obviously, you know how the story is going to end, did not take that lightly. They said, fine, whatever, we're just going to do it ourselves. And over time, they out-hustled and innovated the industry leader. Now, once these guys started to get bigger and they had bigger market reach, then Blockbuster started to notice and get scared. So they went ahead and built their own DVD delivery service. And it just didn't catch on because Netflix had already started it. They had leader advantage. They were the innovative company. They weren't the old industry leader that wasn't on the ball. Even though that they had an opportunity to acquire it at a very small stage, it would have been very, very profitable and smart thing to do. They did not because they didn't think that the market was going to change. And it did. It innovated. And now look at Netflix. It's absolutely everywhere. It's all digital. And they are an absolute powerhouse when it comes to content and entertainment. And that started with innovation. That's the only thing that they did. They didn't make movies better. They didn't do anything like that. They made the process of you not having to leave your house, which was either, and you know, you've heard me say it before, easier, faster, and got you better results. You didn't even have to leave your house, and they send it right to you. You keep it as long as you want. There's no late fees, and you can send it back. It was a great thing that they had come up with, and it was very innovative for that time. So what does this have to do with your business? How does this apply to your business, and how can you be more innovative? I'm struggling with that word today, but how can you implement that into your business? How can you improve and become the market leader, industry leader in your business? Now, as if you can see right here, this is what I like to call like the stool of traffic. I don't know why I use a stool, but it makes perfect sense. So a lot of businesses that I see rely on one leg. So let's say for this example, here, let's just do this. Cover off these ones. And basically this company, this business is an innovative company, or the market leader, sorry, the industry leader, and they rely on one source of traffic. And that source of traffic is Facebook, okay? So all they do, and this is based off a meeting that I just had. So $150 million company, and I'm helping the new innovative company that's worth $2 million go after market share of $150 million company annually. That's what they're doing. And so this company, how they're going to win is they're going to diversify and be more innovative. They're coming out with all these different things that are going to make their product and service easier to use, faster for the customer, and get them the end result a lot quicker without them doing more stuff, taking away a bunch of anxiety and problems with that industry. So very innovative, already taking traction. These guys aren't even paying attention. We're a $150 million company. What do we have to do looking at you? These guys could acquire these guys for about $20 million, and they're probably not going to right away. These guys are going to grow into the $150 million company and eventually put these guys out of business or close to it. And what these guys are doing is they're relying on multiple sources on their stool. So basically, I have a circle with the word business, your business. How many legs does your business have? Are you relying just on Facebook ads, or are you using Google ads, SEO, email, Taboola, YouTube? Creating content, social media, like, are you relying on these new innovative ways to grow your business? So basically, innovation doesn't necessarily have to be a product. It doesn't have to be anything like that. The way that you deliver your message to the marketplace can be an innovative way that your industry is not doing, hasn't seen, and allow you to totally dominate and get clients for a fraction of the cost of what the industry leader is doing. And they're not even testing. It's crazy. I was looking at the data from this meeting. They relied on one source, which was Facebook, and they're spending, I think they were saying that they're spending, just because of like insider information, like $2 million a month on Facebook ads, where these guys have a quarter of that budget, but they're spending it across all these different platforms. So they're getting lead costs for much cheaper, and then they're innovating their product on top of it, which is going to allow them to crush the market and become market leader. So this is the biggest mistake that I see in businesses, that people become complacent or they're not being innovative. If you are not innovating in your business, whether it's your product, your service, your approach, could be your pitch, your marketing, where you're getting your traffic, the emails that you send, if you are not utilizing technology and innovating within your business, you will never become the industry giant. And if you are the industry giant, start innovating or somebody else will, and they will take your place. Okay, guys, hope you enjoyed this episode of Ad Agency Live. And if you're digging this content, I would truly appreciate you to take some time and leave us a 5-star review, only if we've earned it, of course. What happens when you leave us a review, it allows us to reach more people, more marketers, and in turn, I can bring better quality content to you, pay more attention to you guys. I absolutely love making this stuff. Hopefully you enjoy listening to me. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Thank you.